Thank you for listening this morning. You're listening to Daily Worship here at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. My name is Kevin Williams, and I lead worship here at the church, and it is my honor just to join you in worship to our great God today. I want to start this morning in John 14. John 14, these are the words of Jesus, and let's start in verse 1. Jesus says this, and this is after he has predicted and he has told of his crucifixion and the betrayal and of Peter's denial of Jesus. This is what he says after all of that, starting in verse 1. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and also trust in me. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am. And you know the way to where I'm going. He says later in this verse, in this chapter, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, that no one can come to the Father except through me. If you had really known me, you would know who my Father is. From now on, you do know him, and you have seen him. I want to go back to where it says this, that when everything is ready, I will come and get you so that you will always be where I am. That he has gone to prepare a place for us. You know, at church, as children of God, this is, we think we gloss over this, but this is reality for us. This is the kingdom that we are inheriting as children of God. This is our inheritance forever with the Lord, that he has gone to prepare a place for us so that we may always be where he is. In Colossians 1, 11 through 14, Paul says, I pray that you will be strengthened with all of his glorious power so that you will have the endurance and the patience that you need. May you be filled with joy, always thanking the Father, for he has enabled you to share in the inheritance that belongs to his people who live in the light. For he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness, and he has transferred us to the kingdom of his dear Son, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins. And today, as you start out your day or whatever time of day that you're listening, just begin to thank the Father. Begin to thank the Father for the inheritance of the kingdom of God that you possess, that he has not left us to ourselves, but that he is coming back. Also, too, that we are living in the kingdom today, that we are living in the kingdom of God as we go throughout our day, as we seek him today, and he desires for his kingdom, his rule, his authority, to have dominion in your life today. For he has things for you to do today for the kingdom. So let's thank the Lord for that today. Thank you for the reality that is ours, that the inheritance of the kingdom of God, that everything that is of the kingdom of God is ours, and that we can take part in that today. Jesus, I thank you. Jesus, I thank you that you have transferred us into your kingdom, Jesus. That we have been lifted out of the kingdom of darkness. So it is our desire today that your rule and your reign would take precedence in our life. That we would be children of obedience. That we would be children of the kingdom today. Lord, so through the songs today that we sing, that is our prayer. And we ask that you would just give us faith, Lord, to obey you. Lord, that you would give us the power. Lord, that you would give us the power, oh Lord, to be bearers of your name here on earth, to be salt and light. Thank you.
Thank you.